But we're going to have a rather nicer smell. We're going to go into the garden with Mornay Follhammer.
Good morning, Glenn, and good morning to the listeners. A wonderful blistery day here in Cape Town this morning. And I thought we'll chat, you know, we so often in gardeners, we're looking for the new and the exciting plants to put in our garden, but we sometimes forget about the good old favorites. And if we look this last week at the utter destruction of the floods in KwaZulu-Natal, I thought, let's chat about a indigenous plant which comes from KwaZulu-Natal, commonly known as the Num Num or the Natal Plum. We know the botanical name, Carissa macrocarpa. Macro, obviously, in Greek meaning large, and carpa meaning fruit. So there we have it, large fruit. And if we look at our Carissa, which is a real winner in the garden, we forget sometimes that there are a number of forms of this particular plant which one can look for when going down to your local garden center and looking for a plant to have in your garden. Obviously, the plant itself has wonderful attributes. It is a leathery-leafed, thorny shrub, which can be planted in beds to keep, for instance, dogs out. It can be planted as a security hedge. It also has the ability to not only attract birds, but also butterflies into your garden, so it is really multi-purpose. Carissa macrocarpus love basic neglect, if you can put it that way. They're the type of plant which, once established in your garden, really does and thrives on its own. But talking about different varieties, Carissa macrocarpa is the one that has the large fruit on it. And the fruit is also very edible, high in vitamin C, and you can make jam out of it, a very tasty jam, I might add. And so you also get Carissa bispinosa, meaning large double thorns. And that is the particular one that you want to plant if you're looking for a security hedge. It has really, really big thorns, and well worth looking in and looking out for them if you're looking for a security hedge. There's also Carissa green carpet, which is a ground cover, flat, prostrate growing Carissa, which is ideal to use in beds where you're really just looking for something to cover up the soil. And if we look at what happened in KwaZulu-Natal now with those rains, one can just see the washaways which occurred in areas where there wasn't sufficient plant coverage to hold that stand together. So very important to look at that. So Carissa green carpet, a wonderful addition to your garden in areas where you're just looking for simply filling in the areas where you don't want exposed soil. They do, surprisingly enough, do exceptionally well. All the Carissas do very well in pots. So if you're looking for something that's going to do well on a north-facing patio, they grow in a shaded condition, but they do better in full sun, then Carissa macrocarpa is certainly one that you can look out for. And then the cutest one of them all is a variety called Carissa Storm. It's a small shrub growing to a maximum height of about 30 centimeters. So it has all the attributes of Carissa macrocarpa, only simply just in miniature. And I'd like to advise anybody that's starting out with bonsai and wants to do a little bit of DIY bonsai, or they're looking for a plant which is readily available and will take a fair amount of abuse if you are starting out, I would certainly recommend this little Carissa macrocarpa Storm, variety Storm, to use as a bonsai starter. So gardeners out there, enjoy the week coming up. I think autumn is upon us. We've had a roller coaster of temperatures in the last 2 weeks, and now's really time to knuckle down and say welcome autumn.
Thank you, Mornay. And you can catch Mornay every Saturday, same place, Fine Music Radio, around about 8:45. FMR.